Chapter 5, Elders in the Church. The elders among you I urge, I who am a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, who is also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed, tend the flock of God which is among you, exercising the oversight not reservedly but willingly, according to the will of God, not for dishonest gain, but eagerly. Neither lord it over those entrusted to you, but make yourself examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall be manifested, you shall receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. Likewise, you younger ones, be subject to the elder men. Yes, all of you, gird yourselves with humility to serve one another, for God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your anxiety upon him, because he cares for you. Stand firm. Be sober. Be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, like a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. Stand firm in your faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brothers who are in the world. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, shall himself perfect, establish, and strengthen you. To him be the dominion for ever and ever. Amen. By Silvanus, our faithful brother, as I account him, I have written to you briefly, exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of God. Stand fast in it. She that is in Babylon, elect together with you, greets you, and so does Marcus, my son. Greet each other with a kiss of love. Peace be to you all that are in Christ.